tonight. It is again good to be with you, and we just hope and pray that the Lord is ministering in your home tonight as he is in our very home tonight. So let's just dig into the word together this evening. Growing up, I always heard the phrase, fear is faith in reverse. It's a very simple and yet I believe a true statement that fear is faith in reverse. Fear, we know, loves to creep in and begin to take root and kind of begin to do its dirty work when we begin to focus more on our present fear than we do on our prevailing, effectual faith. We know that fear comes in and attempts to basically strip away the truth of our faith. It tries to extinguish the power of our faith as it endeavors to become a predominating force in our life. It wants to be that thing that just dominates our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. We know tonight that, again, faith, according to the word of God, is the substance of things hoped for or the things that we desire. If fear is indeed faith in reverse, it is probably safe for us to assume then tonight that fear is the substance of things and not hoped for or desired. Meaning, again, those things that come against us and create fear are those things that we really hope and wish and pray don't transpire, don't happen. So tonight we have to understand that when we give more attention to fear, when we give more thought to our fear, when we have more belief in our fear than we do our faith, we are essentially shifting the forward gear or forward motion of faith, and we're shifting that into reverse. By doing so, we begin to retreat then from the truth and the power and the effectiveness of our faith that God has planted in us through Jesus Christ. So now as followers of Christ, we know that the word of God tells us that we are to be people of faith. We're to live by faith. We're to walk by faith. And never are we ever told or called or commanded to live in or walk in or be of fear. We are always told and encouraged through scripture to be people of faith, again, to live in that faith, to walk that faith out, even again, when it's not something that we can see or put our hands on or anything of that nature. Now, of course, knowing that we are to be people of faith and live that way and walk that way, knowing that is much easier sometimes than actually, I suppose, living that out, especially when fear is actively trying to challenge and discredit or destroy our faith in a moment or circumstance, a situation of life. Now, we are unfortunately today bombarded by fear through news and media outlets, through social media outlets, and seemingly just countless other avenues these days. It just seems like fear is something that is always on the horizon. It's always lurking around every corner and in every shadow. The good news is that we don't have to buy what fear is selling tonight. Let me say that again. The good news is we don't have to buy what fear is selling. Amen. Psalms chapter 46, beginning in verse 2, and then we'll read verse 3 with that tonight. Therefore, we will not fear. Again, therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. Now, this is an encouragement, hopefully, for us tonight. And the psalmist is making a very bold statement. He's making a statement of faith when he writes, therefore, we will not fear. And then, of course, he kind of gives some things after that. He says, we will not fear. But then what follows that, the idea with what is written there is that no matter what storm we may be facing, no matter what season of life we may be experiencing or change of life we may be going through, no matter what the threat of danger may be, our confidence will be and will remain in God. Therefore, we will not fear, all right? And it will be in God, and our faith will remain in God because we know that He reigns and rules over all, amen? Over all creation, over all of the universe. And we know today that not only does He reign and rule, but He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He has been faithful and He has been good, if He has been that hand of provision and protection in days gone by, if He was that today, we know that He is going to also be that for our future. You see, I love verses 2 and 3 because they're kind of like these refusal statements. And each refusal statement that the psalmist makes of refusing to have fear active in his life becomes a description of trust and declaration of his confidence in God. And so for us today, that scripture, I think, needs to become that same powerful refusal of fear so that, again, we can, through that, declare that our confidence is in God, and therefore we will not fear. Just as these words were applicable in the time that they were written, which is roughly around Hezekiah's time, I believe that they remain a very real and applicable truth even for us today in July of 2020. Amen. This scripture is suited to any time of trouble, anxiety, or fear that we may face throughout our entire life. Psalms chapter 56 and 3 says this: "But in the day that I'm afraid, I lay all my fears before you, and I trust in you with all my heart." In the day that I'm afraid, I lay all my fears before you and trust in you with all my heart. You see, faith never entertains fear. It abandons it before the Lord. The psalmist said, hey, you know what? In those moments when fear tries to creep in, when it tries to establish something in my life, Lord, all I know to do is to lay that down before you and trust you with all my heart. So faith never entertains fear. It always abandons it at the foot of the Lord and allows Him to take care of it. If we go a little further, Psalms chapter 112 and verse 7 says, "They will not live in fear or dread of what may come, for their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith." And again, waking up, we don't know what every day will bring. We don't even necessarily know what the next moments of our life will bring. We don't know what the next hour of our life will bring. But again, no matter what happens, no matter what may come, our hearts need to be firm and secure in our faith in God through Jesus Christ, because it's hard for fear to take root when we stand fixed and established in our faith. Amen. So how can we continually refuse to entertain fear? How can we remain fixed and established in our faith in spite of fear attempting to disrupt and discourage and destroy and all of those things? How can we declare, along with the psalmist tonight, "Therefore, we will not fear"? Well, he can make that statement, and I think he can make that statement therefore because he had already made a previous statement, all right? And so I want us to go back to Psalms 46, but let's look at verse 1 because it gives the reason for the therefore, amen? It says this: "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Again, let's just read that together tonight. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. What we need to understand first is God is. I want you to just say that out loud tonight. God is. That simple two-letter word defines a very powerful truth because is pretense, meaning that is expresses action in present time, or it expresses what is true in present time, or it expresses what is habitual or characteristic for someone in present time. And so we need to understand tonight that God is, and He takes action in present time. I believe He is moving and He is living and He is active right now, even in this moment for us tonight. How awesome is it to know that God is active in our everyday moments? More specifically here, He's chosen to be active in as our refuge and as our strength. And so tonight I want us to look at that, because when we read that, it says God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. So we know that he is our refuge. And basically, if you break that word out, it just simply means that he is our shelter from danger. And we see that this is confirmed multiple times over through the word. And I just want to highlight a few scriptures tonight for you in relationship to that. The first being Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Psalm 61 and 3 declares this, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." Psalms 91 in verse 2 declares, "He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence." Tonight, God is our refuge. He is our shelter from danger. He's our shelter no matter what that danger looks like, sounds like, feels like, smells like. It doesn't matter. Tonight, he is our shelter from danger. He is our refuge. And not only is he our present refuge, but he's also our present strength. He is our strength, meaning that he is, again, our stronghold and our defense. Psalms 18 and 2 declares this, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Psalms 27 and 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Isaiah 26 and 4 tells us to trust in the Lord forever, for Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. There is nothing that the enemy can do, because even if he tries to come in like a flood, our God is present strength. He is a present defense. He is our deliverer. He is our salvation, our shield. He is our rock, our fortress. In every sense of the word, he is our everlasting strength tonight. Amen. Verse 1 goes on to say that God is a very present help in trouble. If you break that out, it really has a lot to it, but I'm going to try to just put it in a compact way tonight, because basically what that means is this. It means that he is exceedingly abundant. He is available and able, powerful and effectual. He is always there, being a proven help to aid and assist us no matter what we need in life, no matter what the distress may be that we're going through, whether, again, it's internal or external, whether it's physical or spiritual, whether it's mental or emotional. He is present and powerful no matter what the danger, the desperation, or difficulty that we may be facing. No matter what fear may be trying to bring to our front door, he is a very present help in trouble. And so tonight, I think we just need to be reminded of that simple truth that he is very present, that God is, and he is right now for us, no matter what fear may be saying. Now, fear loves to tell us otherwise. It loves to try to sow lies into our hearts and minds and create discouragement in hope that it will somehow be able to paralyze our faith or break it down or overwhelm our faith. Again, fear wants us to forget how active and how available and how able God is. Fear wants us to forget how powerful and effective that our faith is when our faith is in God through Jesus Christ. Fear wants us to forget the word of God. Fear wants us to forget Holy Spirit inspired scripture that is empowered truth. Scriptures like we see the Holy Spirit speaking to Paul and through Paul in Romans chapter 8. And I want to just take us tonight to kind of the end of Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 31, and then we're going to skip maybe a few verses here. It says, "So what does all this mean? If God is determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us?" Let's skip to verse 34. "Who then is left to condemn us? certainly not Jesus, the anointed one, for he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted and enthroned by God at his right hand. So how could he possibly condemn us since he is continually praying for our triumph? How many knows tonight, right now, even in this moment, no matter what fear is trying to speak into our lives, Jesus Christ himself is interceding on our behalf. He's praying for our triumph and our victory over fear and the things that it wants to bring to our life. Let's continue in verse 35 tonight of Romans chapter 8. It says, who could ever separate us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Amen. Troubles, pressures, and problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecutions, deprivations, dangers, and death threats? No, for they are all impotent to hinder omnipotent love. Even though it is written all day long, we face death threats for your sake, God, we are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37. Yet in the midst of all of these things, we triumph over them all. Let's read that again tonight. It says that we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything, not over some things. It declares that he is our victory over everything. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's troubles, fallen angels are dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. Verse 39, there is no power above us or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Tonight, church, we just need to simply remember that God is our refuge and our strength. He is that present help in time of all trouble, no matter what that trouble may be. He is, again, that present help. He is active. He is available. He is able. So how can fear stand against us? How can fear try to bring us down knowing that God is indeed present? He is our refuge. He's our strength. How can fear condemn us when Christ is interceding for us even right now in this moment? How can fear or any other trouble of life separate us from the very present nature of God's love? Because we know that love, perfect love, which is God's love, casts out all fear. Amen. You see, because God is, we can by faith continually triumph over fear and every other trouble of our anxiety of life. Because God is, we are each made to be more than conquerors through Christ in this very moment. Because God is, no circumstances, no amount of fear, present or future, should be allowed to weaken or disrupt our faith in any form or fashion tonight. Because God is, there is no other power that can distance us from him and from his love or from our faith in him tonight. God is, amen. Don't allow fear to shift your faith into reverse. Let's just hit that again tonight. Don't allow fear to shift your faith into reverse. Let faith continually drive us forward into the present and eternal hope that we have in God through Jesus Christ. We need to live like God is our refuge and strength. We need to grow in that very knowledge that God is our refuge and strength, our present help. We need to serve because we know that God is. Amen. You see, because when we live and when we know that God is, fear has no place and no power. What happens is when we focus more on the fact that God is, what we do is we bolster, we embolden that faith, that seed of faith that's been placed inside of us. And what it does is it makes no room for fear. It basically looks at fear and says, fear, you are a liar. Amen. So let's remind fear tonight that God is active, that he is available, and that he is more than able. No matter what you may be facing right now in this moment, you may feel like it's huge, it's overwhelming, it's crushing you, even as you try to do just the regular routine of life. Maybe tonight you're in an opposite place. Maybe you're thinking, you know, it's just kind of a nagging little thought that keeps creating this element of worry and doubt, and you just kind of keep pushing it away. Don't push it away. Let's rebuke fear tonight. Amen. Let's rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And let's remind fear that God is our refuge and strength, that he is active, that he is available, and that he is more than able in this very moment. Amen. Tonight, I just hope and pray that this word has brought you encouragement. Again, I know that we're living in a world that seems to be consumed by fear, but in a world that seems to be consumed by fear, let us, as people of hope, as people who are declaring ourselves to be followers and believers in Jesus Christ, let us be the people of faith, amen? People who live by faith, walk by faith, and people who are willing to declare that my God is, and he is my refuge, he is my strength, he is my present help in time of every trouble, and let's make fear hit the road tonight. Amen. If you would just pray with me tonight. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for God. It's clarity on who you are so that God, we know where we stand. Because Father, tonight, if our hope and our heart, God, is in you, we know that that faith, God, can become a powerful weapon in our lives. And so, Father, do not let us be subject to fear. God, no matter how big or how small, Lord, it may seem tonight, Lord, let us have, God, the courage and the boldness to rebuke that fear, God, to plead the name in the blood of Jesus Christ, and God, to declare who you are. And God, let's remind fear tonight, Lord, that you are active, that you are available, and God, that you are more than able. Lord, I just pray right now for every heart and soul under the sound of my voice, God, that no matter what fear they may be dealing with tonight, God, that they would just begin to pour out themselves before you. God, that their faith as they worship, as they pray, as they dive into your word would just be, again, inflamed, emboldened, stirred up within them. And God, that they would just begin to push fear completely out of the picture. God, that it would just be completely rejected tonight because we refuse to shift our faith into fear. God, we just commit ourselves tonight to you and going forward in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I hope tonight has been a blessing for you and for your house. We pray God's richest blessings upon you. And again, we look forward to being with you Sunday morning. Again, right here from the Kincaid house at the moment. And we will be hopefully within the next week or so, maybe being able to get back to our normal in-person services. So again, check Facebook, stay up on our website. And just kind of check your phone. We're trying to employ every avenue that we can to keep everybody up to date. And so be looking for that new information. And that way we can all stay connected together. Pray God's richest blessings upon you tonight. Have a wonderful evening. In Jesus' name.